Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine, continuing to come to you from the New England Sports Center in Marlborough, Massachusetts, the host site for the 2014 Disabled Festival. Today we have the great honor of being joined by Amy LaPoe, who is the founder of the Tomahawk Special Hockey Organization. Amy, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me, Harry. I'm excited to be here.
You know, we were talking before we started broadcasting, and you were saying that you've been to every one of these Disabled Festivals. This is the 10th annual. Can you just talk a little bit about how far this festival has come in the 10 years?
This festival has come so far. It's so wonderful to watch the kids after 10 years, and they check into the hotel room, and they watch the people arrive at the hotel, and you see the players look up through the doors and say, look, the guys are here. They're here. Wow. And it's all the players that they've gotten to know over the 10 years and new friends that they're going to make. It's exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, so you were there in Fraser, Michigan. What do you remember going that far back? What do you remember about the festival back that far?
Wow. What I remember is watching our kids. They were so young. And they were just learning how to be hockey players. And it's taken 10 years, but you see the growth in the kids and the enthusiasm. And you see them looking forward to this every year.
You know, we mentioned at the beginning that you are the founder of the Tomahawks program. Can you just give us a quick overview about how it started and why you started the program?
Well, my son, Spencer, has Down syndrome. And he didn't have a lot of opportunities for sports. And when he was about 5 years old, he was looking for some opportunities and kind of got a little taste of hockey. And we got transferred to Chicago. And we didn't have a special needs team in Chicago. And I knew that I was going to have to start one for Spencer. And I went to the Chicago Blackhawks, and they were very accommodating and very supportive. They have helped us since day one. And they introduced me to the local affiliate, the local USA Hockey affiliate, AHI. Amateur Hockey Illinois, and that's where all the coaches have come from, and that's where we got our basis. And we started out with 5 players about 15 years ago, and we're probably about 100 players right now. And we have a couple of players that drive all the way from Wisconsin, and we have a couple that drive from Indiana.
Wow. That's amazing.
Pretty exciting.
And so all the coaches that you work with, are they just local coaches who just want to get back to, you know, the hockey and work with special needs kids?
They are, but they're the cream of the crop. And they're the best coaches that you can find because no one's complaining about how much ice time you get when it comes to the Tomahawks. And so I have some of the very best coaches. One of my head coach happens to be the president of IHOA, the officials for Illinois right now. And I have several level 5 coaches. They enjoy it because the kids are out there for the pure love of the sport.
Absolutely. Now, can you talk a little bit about the benefits that you've seen, not only with your own son, but maybe with some other kids? Because I've read some things that talk about how much hockey really helps, you know, these kids just to have fun and to just be a part of a team and just the benefits of being involved with hockey.
Well, there's a lot of different benefits. Our players are cognitively challenged, but a lot of them have physical challenges also. My son has Down syndrome, and even though he has cognitive disabilities, his physical disabilities are characterized by low muscle tone, and hockey really helps strengthen his core. It helps him to walk better. It helps him to talk better. It helps him to sit up better in a chair, and this is conveyed in all aspects of his life. He's made a group of friends. He has the locker room experience. We were getting ready for this trip, and he asked me, is so-and-so going to be there? Is Brandon going to be there? Is Adam going to be there? These are his friends that he looks forward to going to the swimming pool and things like this.
Wow.
One of the best stories I've heard this year is of a new player that this is his very first year to attend this festival. And I was really touched to find out that it's the first time he's been on an airplane. And his high school announced his name over the announcements and congratulated him and encouraged him and made a banner for him to send him off.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is so cool. You know, one thing that's really neat about special hockey, too, is that, you know, so many other levels of hockey. You know, it's all about who wins, who loses, what's the score, who gets a hat trick, who gets a shutout. But special hockey seems to be about so much more than that. It's just about the thrill of the game and the love of just going out there and skating.
It is the joy, the pure joy of the game. One of my absolute favorites is when a player came off and said, "We tied 8-5. And it doesn't matter what the score is. Everybody won.
Wow, wow. That's just wonderful. And you talked a little bit before about the Blackhawks. In your experience, I mean, you read all these stories about how good they are for youth hockey, and, you know, all around the Chicago area, and obviously they've had success on the ice at the top level. But can you just talk about just what the Blackhawks have meant to you and to the Tomahawks program?
My first meeting to get the Tomahawks started with the Chicago Blackhawks, and the Chicago Blackhawks pretty much set the pace. And I feel like that they're the absolute best in the NHL, and they have set the pace for us being the best in USA Hockey for the disabled. They set the standards for coaching. They set the standards for the ice time. We have patterned it after them, that level of excellence. Their support has been there since day one and has never faltered.
Now they are an incredibly classy organization.
They are.
Being here at the Disabled Festival, and I know tonight there's going to be a part, and, you know, that's always seems to be one of the highlights of the week. I mean, how do you find that the members of the Tomahawks, I mean, how much they enjoy hanging out not only with other special hockey teams, but also maybe sled hockey guys, some of the, you know, the hearing impaired, the amputee. I mean, just being around other people who are hockey players just like them.
It's just great. And I don't think that they look and see differences. This is called the Disabled Festival. But we don't focus on the disabled. We focus on your ability of what you can do out there on the ice. And so you're not focused on whether you're in a sled or whether you can't hear or what you can't do. You're focused on, we're going to play hockey this weekend and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. And it just seems like rather than focus on the fact that, okay, there might be varying degrees of disabilities, they all share that one common goal, and that common goal is that they all just love to play hockey.
Absolutely. And they see that common thread even with the NHL players.
Oh, that must be so cool.
I've had a couple that were waiting for their NHL call. And they're ready to go when they get that call.
Well, maybe they can come out and play with Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews and the rest of the Blackhawks sometime.
They might just do it someday.
Great. Well, Amy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. The Tomahawks are getting ready to play, and I don't want to take you away from the action. So thank you for your time, and thank you for all that you do for the Tomahawks and all levels of USA Hockey.
Thank you so much, Harry, for having me.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to continue on with various podcasts from the 2014 Disabled Festival here in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening.